Rabbi say Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, here from Yerushalayim. Rabbi say, what can I tell you? We always try to express our Hakor HaTov to the Bnei Shalom for this wonderful gift that we can be together in this way. Like I say again, it's something that we do all the time, talking on the phone, you know, across the earth. So makamash malon, but the emphasis is that one of the most important parts of our chabura is taka to be aware and to be sensitive to the matnas of a kin that we get, and that what we sometimes become callous to, and we're not margish. That's one of our matoris, tachlis. And also, as I said, the fact that we can use it, for, that we have it for a mitzvah, and that we can have a chabur, you know, with this mechanism. That's chibi yisera. Something special. So Rabbi say, Baruch Hashem, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi say, and he wrote that we should take a bizecher to use, you know, this matana that Hashem Baruch gives us. We should be able to grow together, be kinder shleimers, and have an aliyah. Ben Hashem Yisbarach, mitoch simchas hachayim. So Rabbi say, last week we suggested, you know, to try to capture some thoughts and some chizuk that we had from Pesach, and to commit it to writing. It's precious. It's very, very, very precious. Everybody say it's a treasure. It's gold, diamonds. So we said the Olim, you know, should take advantage of it and do it. We wanted to focus on this tekufa of Siris HaOmer, and we try to crystallize also clearly, like, because it's, you know, so confusing, because it's different things going on. So we try to, just to crystallize it, you know, clearly, you know, the Tekuva says man, the different aspects of it. Number one, you have the Indian of the Omer itself, right? That's why it's called Tekuva says Omer. You have the carbon, you know, at the beginning, you know, with the Sirim and the whole ceremony. With the cutting and the sacrifice of the Sirim, and then you have the counting, and the climax of it is with the wheat at the end, and the nekuda of the avodah with this is the appreciation of the matana of grains that Hashem gives us, which represents all the food that he gives us, because the grain is the yisayid, you know. Bread is the staff of life, as they say. You know, so the grains is it represents the matana b'chlal. So it's thanking Hashem, you know, for the grains, and then you have the inyan of the anticipation, the Torah, right? That when it came out of Mitzrayim, this nothing to do with the grains. That the whole matara of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was to come to Matan Torah. So it's a time that we count another day closer to Matan Torah. We're saying appreciating Torah and thinking about the importance of Torah, you know, in our lives. And then the third thing is that you have it's b'chal tikkun amidus that the Meisvias Omer was the period that if they got a Mitzrayim, they try to get rid of the zuhama, you know, the kukulim. You know, that being in Memtes Sherei Tuma, Rabbi Say, in Mitzrayim, you know, so it's a time that they worked on self-improvement in all areas of what is Hashem. And then, of course, it's the Yemei of the Bevis, the Tamidim of the Batira, Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. So that's the Inyan of that's the Inyan of working on the Benim Chaveru, because the Chazal say that because Lo Nagu covered them, this is the time of their Bevis, of the Tamil Rebbe Kiva, but the emphasis was because it's a time to work on sensitivity in Chaveru. So, I think that one avoda, which he spoke about last week, which I'd like to again give you over, that every day we should just try to think of clearly these four aspects that we have of the Sfiras HaEmet, independent, four different things, important, major things that we're going through, you know, in this time period, just to be aware of and think of an awareness of these four independent issues and you say this that are present, you know, and the reason of the uniqueness of this time period. As far as the Ovda of Maisa, basically, what should we work on now? I would like to suggest maybe two of this. Of course, preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, we say, how can we overlook that? When Moshe Benu had his first rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in the Midbar, when Hashem appeared to him for the first time in the Sneh, and that was the beginning of the whole episode of going to Paro and the Esamakis. But when Hashem spoke to Moshe Benu, then he said that the whole Matara was Matan Torah Yavdu Elokim Bahar Hazeh Beisai. The whole Matara of the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we just went through was to come to, you know, to Kabbalah Satorah. So basically, I wanted to suggest that we should have at least one aspect of preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, have a focus on the Chashivas of Torah, and we should do the tefillas of the Chazenish, and just remind Olam what, you know, the Chazenish claimed that Zika Hatzlocha that he had with Torah was because he was mechaven at five places in the davening, so of Hatzlocha and Torah. So I'd like to suggest, you know, that we should at least do like the Kavanas of the Chazenish. They call the Kavanas of the Chazenish because he pointed out that he felt that was responsible for his Hatzlocha. It was it had special kavana by Birchas HaTorah, by Avo Rabba Vesein Bili Beinu, you know, Hovin Lahaskil, in Shmoneh Esrei Atochan Elam Das, number three, number four, but when we say Brich Shemei V'Siftach Liboi Bereisa, and number five in Uvol Tzion, we say Hu Yiftach Libeinu B'Sarasa V'Sein Bili Beinu Avasarai Hu Yiftach Libeinu in Uvol Tzion. So once again, Birch HaTorah Avo Rabba Vesein Bili Beinu Atochan Elam Das, and in Brich Shemei Siftach Liboi and Uvol Tzion Hu Yiftach Libeinu, those five places. Secondly, Rabbi say, I'd like to again emphasize the importance of the Be'eron Chaberu, the Avelis of the Petira of the Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. It's one of the things that affect us most during the Sfirah. I meant that we feel it the most because, you know, you can have chasness and, you know, the Avelis, you can't shave and mukbo with the music. The Indian of Lo Nogu covers them was in the kunda of lack of sensitivity, you know, to one another, which is the aside of the whole Be'eron Chaveru, which is if not the most important area in the Avodas Hashem, at least it's up there, Rabbi say, in among the most important, and could be the most important, the sensitivity. Right. So last week we worked on every day picking somebody to lift their spirits you know, to give some good feeling to somebody, you know, to compliment them and raise their self-esteem. That was what we worked on last week. This week, I want to suggest that every day we should think about somebody and some way that we can help them. You know, if it's a bacher that needs a shidduch, so spend a few minutes thinking that how can you help the person, you know, with the shidduch, or somebody has a problem with a child that's hard to get into a yeshiva, maybe you can help them. So, you know, way that you might be able to be helpful to somebody that has a certain problem, basically. I can't overemphasize how much tuelis that we have from this Ovda, that you actually bother, as Rav Miller, the Rebbe, would say, you bother your head, you bother your brain to think of somebody else's problem in a very serious way, not just a passing thought. Give it some serious thought, what I can do to help somebody. It's a tremendous koyach, they say, to stimulate our sensitivity, Be'ez Hashem, you know, to other people. So, they say, we have to be Messiahim over here in Yerushalayim. We're ready, you know, to get ready for the davening. Be'ez Hashem, they say, what can I tell you? I can't express around the words, you know, to express my simcha to be together with you in this way, this kesher, that Baruch Hashem, that we're able to be together, you know, in this way, and we hope that Baruch Hashem should give you all bracha v'atzlocha, that all of us should be zeicha to be kayim the Ratzon Hashem. We should know what it is, and should be able to have the koyach, you know, to be mekayim it, and should bring bracha to yourselves and to your family, and to klal yourself, b'yisai. And we should be zeicha mamash b'karov to see the gula shleima rabbeis Mashiach zekenu mamash b'karov b'yisai. B'ahava rabba, lots of love here from Yerushalayim. Bracha v'atzlocha b'yisai. Agutin, agutin. Shalom, 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 shalom. Agutin, shalom.